that was it then. That's as far as we knew anything of other than circumstances. My mom had received this book, and then she, of course, the Tank Battalion book, and she said, well done, dear son.
38 years.
This letter
from
Zimmer
came.
See, 38. Okay,
March 25th, 1983. You got a request from John Zimmer, who was the C Company secretary at the time, inquiring about next of
Ken or friend.
That was the first contact. When you received that, what did you do?
They called me on the telephone.
Uh-huh.
That they had gotten this letter at the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, the Chamber
of Edinburgh.
Oh, you didn't get it directly?
No, they didn't know what to do with it. See, this is Edinburgh, and we live in Mount Jackson.
Oh, okay, Vital Statistics, Edinburgh, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So they called you.
That was our hometown.
Uh-huh.
They called me on the phone and asked me if it was...
Wait. You're Maxine.
Maxine. Okay. Doris Stover, she was the secretary at the town office at the Chamber of Commerce. And she called me one afternoon and asked, she had talked to someone, and they told her that they thought our brother was Billy Wolf. And, well, I was petrified. I said, oh, yes. And she said, well, we have a letter here from New York, someone inquiring. Well, right away, I thought, after all these years, nobody's interested. It's a gimmick that they want to present us with a plaque.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got to thinking, what's the purpose? How much is it going to be? You know, just in my mind. And I told her, oh, yes, please send it to me. So she, I had it delivered, hand delivered. I can't remember who it was. I thought I could. And from then on, then we sat down and thought, well, we're just, checked out with my husband. He says, well, it sounds authentic to me. And so we sat down and wrote a letter.
We wrote it right there.
Mm-hmm. And it just took off from there. Mm-hmm.
So you wrote to John Zimmer, and then he called you or wrote to you?
They came down on,
He came
and presented us with this plaque on August the 5th, 83.
Oh, so that they, wasn't
he and Sylvia brought this plaque to us. And we began to ask him questions, and he couldn't answer too many. So he put us in touch with Ray Griffin. And from there, this is, these two books are correspondent.
I'll be done.
And of course, Jack Marsh is our personal friend.
Uh-huh.
He was the secretary, and we wrote to him a letter, and he sent us the original, and he sent us copies of all Billy's war records, his death, and all the accounting of it. And so that's it. And here we had our pictures when they dedicated the monument in Woodstock with Billy's picture. We had our pictures taken with Jack Marsh. And so there it went, and here is the picture of...
No, wait, who was Jack Marsh?
Secretary of the Army.
Yeah. Under which president?
Reagan.
Oh, okay.
In 89.
Okay.
Then he just retired. So then we received, and what's this guy's name? Christopher.
Oh,
Secretary of the Army. Now Ray Griffin's picture of the
Luxembourg
cemetery. Also, this insert has Billy's name right there.
Oh, okay. So is there a cross there with his name on it, too?
It should be. Here's a notation on the back.
Okay.
General Patton's grave is right in the...
Okay. Wall of the Missing, where Billy's name is. He's buried. He was General Patton's grave. He was buried with the other soldiers first. So many people visited his grave that they trampled on the surrounding grass. Later, he was moved to the spot I have marked.
There you go. But does Billy have a cross? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he has a cross or not. They never did tell us. I've asked.
So how many years was he declared missing?
All these years?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so
we knew better.
We knew better, and we had a plaque put in this local cemetery, and
they wouldn't put killed in action.
No, we had to pay extra to have it put killed in action.
But they didn't want to declare it dead.
But they have. So anyway, here are the medals then we received in 1989 after we requested them. And we even got a duplicate Purple Heart, which we didn't need. But
This is the European African Middle Eastern campaign.
Yeah.
The American campaign.
One's a good conduct. I don't know which one.
Okay, that's a good conduct medal. And this is World War II.